Chanukah always occurs at Parshas Vayeshev, right? And there we see a very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayeshev Yaakov ha-pishtani hazeh." This pishtani nichnasu gamalav, entered gamalav, his camels, tunim pishtan, loaded with pishtan. Ha-pachmi tama, the blacksmith wondered, "Ana ekanes kol ha-pishtan hazeh? Where will go all this pishtan?" Haya pikech echad. There was a wise person, Meshivlo, answered him, Nitzotz, a spark, Echad, Yotze, Mimapuach Shulcha, comes out from your bellow, Shesoref, et Kulo, will burn all of this Pishtan. Kach Yaakov Ra'a, so Yaakov saw, Kol Alufim Aktuvim, Lemalo, all the Alufim of Esav, all the Ra, Esav represents all the Ra in the world, Tama. He wondered, Vama, mi yachol likvosh? How can I conquer et kulan, all of Esav? How can I remove all the ra in the world? Yaakov was holding on the ekev of Esav to remove the ra in the world. That's the purpose, one of the purposes of Yaakov. Ma k'tiv lamata, and that was basically Yosef, who had the same yukno as Yaakov, and it's going to explain. That's Yosef's purpose. Biu hara in the world. He removed the ra from the world. Maktiv lemata. Eile told us Yaakov. These are the generations of Yaakov. Who is it? Yosef. Yosef's generations of Yaakov. Ktiv. By a Beit Yaakov Eish, the house of Yaakov Eish is fire. Ubeit Yosef lava is the flame. Ubeit Esav lekash is the kash, is the chaff. Nitzot Yosef me Yosef. The spark comes out from Yosef. Shemechale, the destroys, the Sorif et Kulam, all the Ra of Esav. So we see, first of all, where you see Pishtan? Pishtan represents Esav, represents the Ra in the world. Where we see that in Cain. Cain brought his Pishtan. Cain from Cain says, Reliezer, Pukir Reliezer. Cain represents all the Ra in the world. So Pishtan's a concept of Ra, right? Seme, wool, flock, the Alvas, you always see them by the flock. Seme represents good in the world. Hevel, all the good came from Hevel. Shet was a Gilgul. Noah was a Gilgul. Moshe was a Gilgul. Klal Yisrael is a Hemshech of Shet, right? That all the good comes from the world. Shadness, you can't have, that's what he says. Pukir is it. That's why the Isra of Shadness. Because you can't have a mixture of Tov V'ra. Except when it's Kulo L'Kadusha, Big Day Kahuna, or Tcheles, when it's pointed to good. Your point that Tcheles represents going up to Shamayim, recognizing Kodesh Baruch in the world, then the Beged has a Tachlis, has a Tcheles, then you can have Shatnas. But okay, but now let's get back to Chanukah, now the Mishnah. So we see the Gamala Varochbo, it's this week's parasha. Gamala Varochbo, where we see this week's parasha? In this week's parasha we see by Rivka. In Parshas Chayesara, when Rivka comes back, right? When Rivka comes back, to get married to Yitzchak, so we see. But Takom Rivka v'narotea, Rivka came up with her narotea, v'tirkarna, and she was riding al hagmalim, v'telachna achorei ha'ish, went after this man, v'ikach ha'eved et Rivka v'yelech, v'yitzchak ba mivo mibe'er chai ro'i, l'chai ro'i, v'hu yoshev be'er tzaneged, v'sit in eretz ha'neged, v'yetze ritzo l'sul b'sadi, he was davening. If not Erev, this is Mincha. The camels are coming. She saw the Tiret Yitzchak. She fell from the Gamal. The Megale Amukot explains the Gamal which was on, the Rivka was on, the Gamal which is Ton Pishtan, which has the Pishtan, it's the Gamal which represents the Ra in the world, the Sitra Achra, the evil in the world. When Rivka went on this Gamal, she was Machnia, the Ra in the world. We mean she was she removed somewhat the Ra in the world. She was under her control. That's what Rivka was. The Megale Amukot, the revelation of secrets. That's a big word. Okay. So that's what we're saying. So you see this Gamal Varochvo represents the Ra in the world. And we see that also from the Chumash Rashi with Yosef. Now let's read Hanukkah. So now, this is our only mission in Hanukkah. What do we learn from this mission? Was it so clear? We learned that, what? That the Ner Hanukkah has to be Lemata Me'asara Tfochim, which is in the Rosh Hashanah. Where do we know Lemata Me'asara Tfochim? Where do you learn this concept? Because from the Aaron. The Aaron, God's presence is still 10 Tfochim. Below that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's, so to speak, the place of the Ra. The Rosh Hashanah, the Shuk, represents the place of the Ra in the world. What does a menorah represent? So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Gemara by Hanukkah says, the menorah represents you lit the western light. And the nes was that even though that was the first light you lit, you used to come back in the morning, it was still light and the other lights weren't. So it's the first one you lit. So it was a nes, a daily nes, that the lighting of that candle went on more than it should have, right? So that nes is what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is in the world. That's what the menorah represents. The menorah represents God's presence in the world. And that's what that nes represents. The Shekhinah was in Klal Yisrael. So we see the nes of something lighting longer is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in the world. Shekhinah. The menorah represents Shekhinah v'tachtonim. The Shekhinah in the world. Shekhinah in the lower world. The seven branches represent the lower world. 7 days of creation. Right? Hanukkah is eight. Right? That's beyond. So Hanukkah reaches to the eighth Madrega, the higher Madrega of the seven. But where do you put a menorah? Near Shabbos is in your home. Near Hanukkah is in Rosh Hashanah. That's not a place you put a menorah. Why is Ne'er Hanukkah in Rosh Hashanah? Because the purpose, and what's the nace of Ne'er Hanukkah? That it lasted 8 days instead of lasting one day, right? So we see that lasting a long time is a representation that Shekhinah is in the world. So when we built the Beis HaMikdash again, after the Yevanim, when Metame the Beis HaMikdash, the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with us was to show us that he returned the Shekhinah back. And not only returned the Shekhinah back, he returned us to the Dalga, the height of eight. What's eight? Eight represents higher than seven, represents the world to come. This world is the world of seven. 7,000 years, the world to come is the 8,000. That's Bina, the world to come is the world of, you may, like we say in Hanukkah, you may Bina, you may Shmona, right? That's the world to come is the world beyond this world. It's a world that we can't appreciate. The only way we can appreciate is through our understanding, through our itbonanut, through our thinking, through our imagination. It's not a world we can perceive technically. We can't feel it. That's why the world to come is the world of Bina. You understand? Okay. Now that we have that, we can read the Mishnah. So the purpose of Ne'er Hanukkah is what? The purpose of Ne'er Hanukkah is to put in the Rosh Hashanah and to mivar the Ra. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, says, how do we light Ne'er Hanukkah? Mitzvata, the time for lighting it, Mishatishka Chama, Achitichle Regel Minashuk, until it finishes the Regel Minashuk. Right? What does it mean until it finishes the Regel Minashuk? Rashi explains, or the Gemara says, Ragla de Talmudai. The Ragla of Talmudai. Who are these Talmudai? Shem Uma Melachta 18, people who collect wood. Until people go to their houses in Mishach HaShecha when it's night time, or and then they lie in their houses light, and then they need light, they go and kone for him. The Gemara in Yavama said, I heard from Rabbi Chiris, the Gemara in Yavama says they were psule kahal. The tachlis of Hanukkah is to mevarer and to bring all the kedusha from the Shusha Rabbi back. Bring it back, lebatehim. Bring back even those lights, those pieces of wood that you can light from, the sparks, and the Rosh Hashanah, and bring them. That was the concept of Yosef. Yosef went to Mitzrayim, lishbor ba, to collect. He's the ma'aseth, that's what's called Yosef, the ma'aseth, the gatherer of all those lost souls. That's the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef. The Mashiach ben Yosef gathers all those lost souls. That's the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the concept of the final generation. The final generation is that we're going into Golos. Golos is the purpose of Golos. The Jewish people going to Golos to carry back all those lost souls and bring them back to Eretz Yisrael. That's the purpose of Yosef. That's the purpose of Ne'er Hanukkah. That's why every Jew, no matter how far he is away, he's going to keep Ne'er Hanukkah. He still has that nitzot, that spark, that's going to bring him back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right. Now let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Get Shiyatza Mitachat HaPatish. This get is from Yosef, the spark of Yosef, the Mevaya the Ra in the world, right? We saw that from Chumash. Vehizik Chayev. If it's Hizik, it's Chayev. It's not supposed to go out in the world. It's only supposed to go out in the world when it has a protection in the Hanukkah. You're going to be Chayev, you're going to be obligated, you're not going to succeed. Gamal Shaiton Pishtan. Who's this Gamal? This represents the Ra in the world. Toin Pishtan. The Toine Pishtan. Pishtan's the Ra in the world. Va'ava Rosh Hashanah. That's a place for him. Rosh Hashanah is a place for the Ra. Right? V'nichnat Pishtan Oletoch HaChanut. Goes into the Chanut. Chanut is the world. Right? Chanut. V'dalku B'nei Rosh Shel Chenveni. And this Ra burns. in the Ner HaChenveli. V'hidlik et habira, and it lit up this bira, right? Chenveni, what's Chenveni? Chen Yavan is Chenveni. It lit this bira. Baal Gamal Chayev. Okay, Baal Gamal Chayev.
What's Chen?
Chen, Chenveni is Chen. Chen means grace. Yosef was Baal Chen, had a lot of Chen. Chen Yavan, so this is the beginning of Yosef. The purpose of Yosef is to burn, is to bring the Chen of Torah to Yavan, and that's the tikkun of Yavan. The gilui of Yosef, the gilui of Moshiach ben Yosef, the Chasam Sofer says, the gilui of Yosef is the gilui of Hanukkah is Torah Sasod. The way we fight Yavan is with Torah Sasod. That's the chain of the Torah. That's how the beauty of the Torah is when everything is made understood. Every aspect of Torah is made understood. Behidli kitabira, bala gamal chayev. Then bala gamal chayev. Right? Hinia chenveni, nero bachutz. He leaves it outside. Chenveni chayev. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, it's ner Chanukah potter. The only time we have rishus that we can be overcome the ra in the world is with ner Chanukah. When we have the chayin. That chain of Yosef, that shechina of Yosef, only then we can be mevar the ra. Only when we have the b'kin of Yosef. Otherwise, we're always going to lose. Or we're always going to be chayev. Or bala bayis, or bala gamal. We're always going to lose out to the ra. The only time, the only way we can fight the ra in the world is when we have the chain of Torah, when we have the chain of Torah Sasod. Torah Sasod means I'm going to give an understanding to the Torah. Right? Now it says here, and why is the reason now that there's a mitzvah to put Ner Chanukah below 10 tefachim? Because we're putting it in the Maduras Hara, we're putting it in the place of the ra in the world. The place where there's ra in the world, because that's the place where Mavar the ra. Okay? And why Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa? Pirsumei Nisa has to be Pirsumei Nisa, because you have to show the chen, the beauty. Beauty has to be shown. When the beauty of the Torah is shown, that's what's going to bring our people back to the Jewish, to Yiddishkeit, and to the Shechina.